The physical needs that refugees are facing are plain to see. But underneath, there are other needs that take a deeper level of care to meet. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're talking about trauma. It's the looming, long-term challenge that refugees from Iraq and Syria are facing. And some ministry partners are jumping in to help. And that's what we're looking at today. The conflicts and attacks in the Middle East are devastating whole communities. And the physical damage in some of these areas is horrifying to witness. But the trauma also leaves hidden scars on those who survive. Ray and Denise serve as field officers with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada in the Middle East. Denise says part of their ministry involves trauma care and art therapy with refugees.
You will find that people can't even verbally express all that they've gone through. This is where the art therapy comes in. For those that can't or don't want to talk about it, then they can draw pictures, and it gives a story of what they've gone through or the hope that they have for their own future.
Ultimately, they encourage refugees to embrace something that's otherwise impossible outside of God's power.
We want to bring people to the foot of the cross where they are willing to forgive.
And Ray asks,
pray for this people group, that as we as Christians respond to them, that they would experience the love of Christ, the compassion of Christ, the forgiveness for those who have killed and raped their family members, and that they would come to a real knowledge, a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
So imagine being a teacher in a refugee camp. Many of the kids continue to misbehave or they don't pay attention, and you can't quite figure out what the problem is. Jessica Roos says that's exactly what's happening in camps around the world.
In reality, their capability is so much past that, but their brain is so focused on the trauma that they've endured that they can't get to that place of, here I am, ready to learn.
That's why Tent Schools International asked Roos to help write a guide for educators that'll help them better identify and treat students who are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder.
This guide is giving resources and information of how to help children kind of break past that barrier and think and sort of get out of that flight, fight, freeze mentality and get to that higher level thinking where they can actually learn.
Understanding PTSD can give volunteers a better way to show the grace of Christ.
It's the job of the Christian educator to be able to listen to their fears and listen to what they're saying and to be able to reroute them in a way that they can exemplify Christ's love.
Links and resources can be found at missionnews.org. And finally, the Slavic Gospel Association's aviation ministry has taken flight in the land of reindeer, also known as Far East Russia. In an area where temperatures drop well below freezing, SGA is helping to train up national missionary pilots to reach those who've been isolated from the outside world. SGA's Eric Mock shares,
through this program, not only will churches be planted in small cities among these villages, but there will be aircraft there who can then fly out from these small cities to reach villages through day camps, through Bible studies, through one-on-one personal evangelism.
Pilots will be able to transport missionaries and even youth with a heart to share the gospel.
Some of these people groups in very remote areas have not heard the gospel. And in the village that I went to, there was one Christian family out of 600 families in this village that were completely pagan, but were trying to help reach these villages, encourage the families that are there, and see the gospel go forth.
They've shared a few prayer needs. Pray for open doors, for open hearts in these remote villages, for people's protection in this harsh climate, and for the resources to support this ministry. If you want to get behind SGA's aviation program, you find the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.